one body minute. One body minute. One body minute. Wait. One body minute.
What'd you say? What are we putting in it?
Is. Quiet. Oh, body minute. One body minute. What about in there?
What's been putting in there? Oh, you're looking at this box. Oh, this is the box where Mummy keeps the paint, isn't it?
So hold it hard.
Mummy's just keeping an eye on those lights because on one side the orange one keeps flashing on and off, doesn't it?
Little boxes. One box. Only one body in it. No. One body in it.
It's not
in
it.
And I'm not putting in it. Yes, Mummy. Yes. Not boxes a day. Yes, it's a pen.
You saw Linda and Charlotte walking past?
Yes.
Yes, that was quite funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We didn't expect to see them, did we?
Grandpa,
well, I think they were on their way to go and see Ben's and Charlotte's grandma.
Grandpa.
You say granddad, don't you?
Yes, granddad. Papa.
Grandpa. I think Ben says granddad as well, actually. Grandpa is like the book, isn't it? We have a storybook. Do you remember?
Papa.
That's right, it talks about grandma and grandpa. It doesn't say granddad, does it?
No, grandpa.
Grandpa. What are you busy doing, Thomas?
What about in it?
You want to see what's in this box, don't you?
Yes, what about in it there? Paper. Next paper.
Some paper.
That one.
Look in Mummy's box. She's got some paint. We're going to do some finger paints.
In a minute. Yes. That paper.
You're drawing first on that paper, are you?
Yes. Drawing.
What's she drawing?
John Linda Bryan and Linda Bryan man. Joe Sutty and Mum.
You're drawing Linda O'Brien, Joe Sutty and Mum.
Yes.
Do you know what the man's called that lives with Joe? It's Tony. Becky's daddy's called Tony, not Mum. So if you're drawing a picture, you can draw Joe. That's the mummy. Tony, that's the daddy.
Daddy.
And Becky the baby. And what's the dog called?
Called Sooty,
that's
Sooty.
Right.
Lewis, Mummy, and Daddy.
That's beautiful. This looks like a fish, this green picture here. What's that?
Fish.
A fish? Have you drawn a fish?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. And where have we been today?
Lewis.
To Sonia's house?
Yes.
You went to bang a drum time?
Yeah. And drawing a fish.
You're drawing a fish? Oh, that's a lovely fish. It looks like a whale, but it's gorgeous.
Make the rocks. Make the rock. Rocks.
Rod?
No, rocks. Daddy won.
Oh, Daddy won, yes.
No,
yes.
Daddy won, Daddy. Daddy ho, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy ho, Son and ho.
Oh, Daddy's at work at Allen Hall?
Yes, oh. Son and ho.
Are you drawing
Daddy,
Daddy,
Daddy, Daddy, Son and ho. Wait!
Oh, is that a picture of Daddy at Allen Hall?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That really is nice.
Yeah. Right.
You say right before you do anything, right?
Drawing Sutty.
Are you drawing Sutty?
Big one.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
What's happened to the pencil?
Big one done.
The red one's gone. Has it broken?
Let's show it.
Thank you.
You're going drawing with block.
You can still draw with it.
No, not one draw.
You've got two to draw with now. You could have one in each hand. One in your right hand and one in your left hand. Which one do you want?
Oh, no.
And
no. That one.
It was one that's broken in two, so you've got two halves.
No.
Oh dear, have you dropped one on the floor? We'll use a different colour pencil, Thomas. Look, there's all these pencils.
No, wow!
Look at all those. Do you not want one of those?
No.
Oh dear.
The right ones. Well, Sutty, big one.
You're still drawing a picture of Sutty, are you?
Yes, big one.
A big one.
Drawing Thomas. Thomas!
You're drawing Thomas?
Mouse.
Are you drawing a mouse?
Baby one.
A baby one. A tiny mouse.
Yes, baby one.
And is the mouse coming through the skirting board, a hole in the skirting board?
Yeah.
Do you remember on the programme with Auntie Mabel and Pippin?
Mouse.
That's right, it showed a tiny mouse, didn't it?
Yes, not bite Pippin.
No, the mouse wouldn't bite Pippin, no, no. Because in actual fact what happened, Pippin barked. And the mouse was frightened and it ran back into the hole in the skirting board, didn't it?
And then ran away.
Let me show you here. Look, this is the skirting board at the bottom of the wall. And we haven't got any mice here. But Auntie Mabel had a mouse that lived behind there. And it chewed a little hole in the wood and came out, didn't it?
Yes.
And then Pippin barked and it ran back in. What did we see at Isabel's house today? Because after Benadryl time, we went to Isabel's house. Because Samuel was having a book party, wasn't she? And we ordered some books for Christmas. We had lunch there, but we went into the garden to play. What did we see?
Mouse.
You just drawn a picture of a mouse?
Yeah.
That's lovely. What did we find in Isabel's garden? What was it? Can you not remember? That tiny frog.
Poorly leg.
It had a poorly leg, didn't it?
Yes.
It looked like one of its back legs had been squashed and it could jump with great difficulty. But it was a tiny thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what did Sonia and Isabel do with it?
No. Not touch it.
No, they didn't touch it, did they?
Yes.
They just let it go quietly, didn't they? Yeah. Behind the sandpit. Are you going to draw a picture of the frog?
That one.
That one. That's a lime green.
Frog!
And what a good pitch colour to choose for a picture of a frog. It's sort of a greeny colour, that, isn't it? Not really a lime green, more a khaki green. That's an excellent choice for drawing a picture of a frog.
What's a colour, Molly?
Pardon?
What's a colour?
What's a colour? You're trying to get the pencils out of the pot. You want to tip them out.
No, I can't!
No, No, I can't. I think you can if you put your mind to it. Talking of colours, I can see an orange light and a green light working. They weren't before, were they?
Whoops. Whoops, dear.
Whoops, dear.
Yes. Tip it out.
Tip it out? Oh no, don't draw on the pot, just draw on this pad. Who gave you the pad to draw on? You're whispering, I can't tell what you see. Mummy and Grandma brought it. No, they didn't, it was Uncle Stuart. When we went to see Uncle Stuart and Auntie Janet, they were doing some drawing with you, and when you were leaving, Uncle Stuart gave you a big writing pad. Look at this.
Like one little red one, then the one little pink one.
Can you describe all the colours of the pencils you got?
Yeah.
You got a lot of pencils, haven't you?
Yes, and some in damage.
An orange one damaged?
Yes.
It is damaged, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. The drawing.
Whoops, Daisy. Yes, I think what's happened, the point of the crayon's been broken, hasn't it?
Yes. Two browns.
Two brown pencils, two browns. You're putting them back in the pot?
Yeah, no. Thank you. A blue one done.
You've had enough now?
Yes, a blue one done.
The blue paint?
Yes.
We've lost the blue paint, haven't we? We bought a long time ago a packet with three finger paints in it, a yellow one, a blue one and a red one. And we used to use the blue one an awful lot.
Blue one missing.
It's missing, the blue one's missing, you're quite right. And now we can only find the yellow and red. But when we went to stay in the Lake District last November, we took the blue one with us to do some finger painting there.
And I'm wondering.
Yes, I'm wondering whether we've left it there because we've not seen it since,
have we? I think
it's all been in the bin bag, Laurie.
No.
I think it's been thrown out by mistake.
Yeah.
It might well have been. So instead of having blue paint, Mummy's got an ink stamp here. An ink stamp with blue ink.
Just get it first.
And do you know that size of ink pad? It's only very small, isn't it?
Yes.
But when you were a baby, I put your foot on that and made some prints with your foot. So your foot must have been very tiny. Because yes. We can't even get your whole hand on the pad now.
Hold it.
Well, shall we get this nice card?
Yeah.
And we'll do some finger painting.
Finger.
We'll do a nice card for Elaine.
Yes.
And we'll do a nice card for Peter. Not for your daddy, for Peter Watkinson. Because he's...
Not poorly.
No, he's not poorly. He lives at the hospital, but he's not poorly. He's a doctor, isn't he? And he hasn't managed to buy a house yet, so he's living in some rooms at the hospital. And he said it's a little bit bleak, so I think what we'll do is we'll do a picture with some nice cheerful handprints on.
Don't hold it.
Yes, and he can put them on his wall, can't he? I think we'll put the light on. But should we start with red paint?
No.
Oh. Where's red paint?
No. The paint.
Let's just fold the card. This is a special card, isn't it? We can make nice cards, greetings cards.
Oh,
Tom's do it, yes. Well, you can help fold the card in half. Look, can you see we've got one piece of paper, one piece of card. Fold it in half, press it down, and look, a greeting card.
My door.
Pardon?
My door.
Made a door. It does look like a door, doesn't it?
Go fold it.
Well, let's just do this first, and then you can put your handprint on, and then you can open it when it's dry.
No, no, hold it.
Want to hold the paint?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
No.
No, you put it on your hands.
No.
You rub it, don't you? Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Let's give it a squeeze.
No. Oh, we're doing brain damage. That one, red one, damage.
No, it's not damage. Shall I show you what it is?
Yeah.
It's a pattern on the front of the tree of two hands, because that shows you you can put paint on and go with your hands. Look, one handprint, two handprints. That's your left hand. That's your right hand. Can you see the thumbs? What are your thumbs? Where are your fingers? Where's Thomas's fingers?
Here.
Here. How many fingers have you got?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 4 fingers. Kick the football. You're more interested in knocking the crayons on the floor, aren't you, with the empty packet. Let me show you what we can do with the ink stamp.
No, Bob the Builder, yes we can. Yes.
A little boy wanted to sing the song Bob the Builder at music class, didn't he? And Julian didn't know the words.
No.
Right. Can you see? Can you see the picture on that? Who's that a picture of? Who is it?
Daddy.
It's not Daddy. Who is it?
Doggy.
It's not a doggy. It's
mouse.
A mouse? No. Who lives in this house? It says meow. Pussycat. It's Purdy. Look, that's a wooden block with a nice picture of Purdy on it. And we pop it in the ink pad like that, and then we press it onto the paper, and look! Oh, wow!
Just do it first.
So let's do it first, you certainly can. Yes, now, shall we do it onto the card?
Yeah.
That's just a minute. Now you've got to pop it in the ink pad, like that, and then onto the piece of card. Let me move the card nearer to you. Oh! Oh yes, look at that. Now if you do it very gently, let me just show you. If you just put it on like that, and then press down, and lift it up, do you like that?
Yeah. Press it down. Oh! Tail.
You did,
whoa!
You did that all over this piece of card.
Shut the lid.
Oh, not on the tablecloth, just on the card, Thomas.
Yes.
No, leave the lid open. And then put the stamp onto the ink and then onto the card. That way round. That's it.
Lift it up.
Lift it up, and then what do we do?
No. Oh dear.
Don't, yes, your fingers are going to get very dirty unless you put it straight onto the card. That's it.
Lift it up. Oh dear, dirty fingers.
Oh dear, dirty fingers. Never mind.
Lift it up. Body.
The doggies, the pussycats, they are back in the ink stamp. Not your hand in the ink stamp, but that stamp.
Oh, no, but in it!
No. Put it back on the card, love. Isn't that nice? So there's pussycats walking across that piece of card.
The pussycat crying.
Oh, is the pussycat crying?
Meow.
Meow. Why is the pussycat crying meow?
Meow.
Well, are you going to do some more?
Yes.
Pop it back in the ink stamp. You're running out of ink. The pattern's not coming through very well, is it? Put the stamp back on the ink.
No.
Right, have you finished playing with that now?
Yeah. Finished.
Finished. That's a nice stamp. We'll have to see if we can buy some more stamps, won't we? That's lovely. That's really nice, wasn't it?
A red one. Yeah. He's playing in there. No chance.
Let's just do this one. Why don't you want to do this?
Don't do it.
You giggle. Yeah, tell me what you had for lunch today at Sonia's house.
No.
What did you have? You had hummus, all sorts of dips, and salad, and crisps, and quavers, and breadsticks, and this fruit salad, and you had a nice chocolate mousse, didn't you? What else did you have? Before we came home, you had a glass of milk and a Milky Way. That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah.
No. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh. So let's put this on the card. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. Wow. That's gorgeous. Isn't that lovely? And we do another one. Is this nice red paint?
Yes.
Nice red paint.
No, I know.
We'll do the yellow one in a minute, won't we?
Yes, another flat.
Another flat? You're going to put some flats on the card, are you? That's it. Just like you did with the ink stamp, only this time it's your hand, isn't it? And you just rub the paint in like that. Press it down flat.
Ready?
We'll see if we can buy some more stamps. And we can cut some potatoes and carrots and things, can't we, to make
deep
patterns. Now this one, just very gently flat down. Ooh, lovely. That's nice, isn't
it? Blue.
Isn't that nice? Do you want to do it on, not on the cloth. You do it on that piece of paper. Look at that. That's
that one.
Just on the first one. And we can maybe put this on the fridge. What do you think? Oh, isn't that lovely?
Just do it another. Do another. Yes.
What do you mean? No, your hands are a bit messy now, Thomas, for doing that.
No, yellow one, please.
The yellow one, please. You like the yellow paint?
Yeah, the blue one.
Well, we lost the blue one, darling. We'll do some yellow paint, and then what I suggest we do is pop your hand into the blue ink pad and do a few little marks with that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it not want to come out?
No.
It's stuck. Oh, that's it. Squeeze it. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
There was a programme on television the other day telling you if you mix certain colours with other colours, you got different colours. And you got blue ink on your hands. And we're now putting yellow paint on top. And can you see how your hands are going green? Because yellow and blue make green. That's something we can do another day, isn't it? Mix some different coloured paints. Let's do this really nicely. Just flat down, straight flat down.
Next to the red one.
Next to the red one. Look, it's come out as green ink on there, hasn't it? Because you've mixed the blue and the yellow.
And the mouth.
Yes.
And you run them off.
Yes, the blue one underneath's come off. And you've got a green handprint. Does that feel nice?
There's two ones.
Two ones?
Yes.
You need to put that on there like that.
Next red one.
Next to the red one? Oh, lovely. They're very nicey, isn't they?
Yes. They do the work, please.
Pardon?
No handprints.
No handprints?
No, next. They do the work.
You're talking about the door. I think you think these greeting cards look like doors, don't they, when they're standing up like that? Mm. Talking of doors, what happened today? The people who left behind us, they had a green front door, didn't they? Well, they had it painted blue. And they moved house today. Remember seeing all those boxes?
Yes.
We thought they'd actually moved yesterday because there was a van there. And they were loading up boxes, but they were still there last night, and the big removal lorry came, didn't it, this morning? And they've moved properly. Do you think they're nice?
No. The red driver on it.
Oh, a driver with a digger on it? So a digger with a driver on it?
No, it's Reddit. Wave at the driver.
Yes, well, that was the other thing, wasn't it? Because as we were walking past the house, the people on the opposite side are having some building work done. And there was a man, wasn't there, on the digger?
Wave it.
That's right, wave it. When he saw you.
Wave it.
Yes, when he saw you.
Mummy waved it too.
Well, you all waved. He waved at you. You waved at him. I waved at him. He was a nice one, wasn't he? Because he could tell that you liked
him. Not dirty one, the clean one.
A clean one, not a dirty one?
No.
Well, he could tell that you were interested in his digging machine, so he was friendly towards you, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Waving hello. Who else waves hello?
Hello.
Send Isabel hello, yes. What about your postman Pat book?
Hello.
Does it not say something about all Pat's friends? Smiles as he waves to greet them.
Yeah.
Postman Pat's making his delivery rounds. He sees lots of people that he recognises. And he waves, doesn't he?
Postman Pat, a tune.
A tune?
Yes. Postman Pat, Postman Pat.
You're going to sing it, is that what you mean?
No. Paid off.
Oh dear.
Oh
dear. That didn't pull the page out of the book, did it?
No.
Just ripped a little bit of the book. It's not really a book, it's just a drawing pad, isn't it?
Mummy get it.
Do you want? How's that?
No.
Now, shall we just pop our fingers in the ink stamp?
No. No.
Like that?
No.
Lady's picture?
No.
Don't play it.
No.
Oh, Tommy, do you not want to play anymore? What's the matter? What's the matter?
Oh,
I think that's gorgeous, don't you? The only trouble is with using an ink stamp rather than paint, the paint washes off really easily because it's special finger paint. The ink pad
is, blue one.
Is hard to come off, isn't it?
Blue one.
Are we going to put the blue on there? Wow!
Next to yellow.
Next to the yellow. Oh, Thomas, they really are nice.
And then
the
red one.
Right, and where would you like to put the blue one on here? Shall we just put a little bit more ink on your hands?
Yes.
Well, Mummy used to do footprints when you were a baby. I used to have to quit.
No, I will.
It's all the ink.
No, I will.
Washed off you. Another blue one on here. No. Well, next to the yellow or the red.
The
red one. Oh, they're lovely. Aren't they absolutely gorgeous?
Blue one, yellow one, red one.
Yes. Which one's your favourite?
Two doors.
Two doors.
Just blue.
I just realised we've done them all.
The one blew off. Another blue.
You want to do another blue one somewhere? Yeah. That's my favourite. Well, should you want to put another blue one there, perhaps at the bottom next to the yellow?
Blue.
It's very faint, that, isn't it?
Yes.
It really is nice. How about doing it upside down? There. Wow! Look at that!
You want another one?
That's lovely, Thomas. Oh, don't do that.
When you do that. When you do that.
Oh dear, have you just put your nose in it?
I'll be when do you do that in there?
When do you do that? Something about Wendy on Bob the Builder? Doing something with her nose?
No. Show me.
Show me? Does that mean you're going to show me?
When do you do that?
You're singing the song from Bob the Builder, aren't you?
Yes, a tune.
A tune?
When you do that.
When do you do that?
Yeah.
You're pointing to your nose. I don't know the episode that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know one of them, Bob, had a cold. Is that the one that you're talking about? Did Bob have a cold?
Yeah.
And a sore nose?
Yeah.
How does the song go?
Bob the Builder, a present with a candle on.
A present with a candle on?
Yes.
Where's a present with a candle?
The candle lolly. No blue.
Oh, Thomas, guess what?
No blue.
He's not going to come off. He's not going to come off his fingers.
Yeah!
Oh, heck. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, dear, dear. I think I must have got it up a bit quicker when you were a baby.
Blue one. Blue one.
Is it not coming off?
No. Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
Yes.
Can we fix it?
Yes.
Yes,
we can.
That's from Bob the Builder, isn't it?
Yes. Oh dear, there's more than that one.
It's on Mummy's hand as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh dear. Well, I think it'll come off in time, Thomas. I don't want to rub your hand too much and get it very sore. I'll just try a little bit of this. It's a good job you're not going out tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going out trying to impress the girls with a blue hand.
Come on, Blue. Come on, Blue.
Come on, Blue.
Come on, Lolly.
This is making a squidgy sound. Can you hear this? You hear is rubbing the soap onto your hand. Now it's fading a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
You might still be there in the morning when you wake up. When Daddy comes home from work, you'll have to show him, won't you? Oh, Daddy, look, Mummy's giving me a blue hand, you'll have to say.
And I want a red one and a blue one.
Yes.
Hello. It's Buddy there. Put it away. Don't put it away.
Do you want them putting away?
No, don't do it there. Don't do it in the box. We have
one. Put the names away?
Yes, I don't do it. Hold on. No, we need to do it now. Don't do it. Oh, whoops. Let me see.
Let's just rinse your hands. You're a tired boy. You've had a busy day, haven't you?
Yeah.
Did you see Matty at Isabel's house?
Matty.
We last saw Matty at his party, didn't we, in the summer?
No party, no.
There was no party today, but we had lunch at Sonia and Isabel's, didn't we?
Yes. No party. A party.
Matty at his party.
No party, no. Telephone Matty there.
Telephone.
Come off Moo now.
Well, that's the best we can do, Thomas. It's not going to all come off, is it?
Yes.
Let's dry your hands on the towel.
Oh yes, I'm off now.
There.
Yes.
It's a lot better, isn't it?
Yes.
You can still tell you've been doing some painting. But I think by the time you've had a big bath tonight, it's going to be better, isn't it?
Tidy up now.
You need to tidy up now. You're going to put the pencils away.
Yeah.
And the paint. We'll put the paint.
Nobody in.
Nobody in. No, there's nobody in the box. We need to go and take the ink stamp away because that belongs in Mummy's writing desk, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think we'll put these pictures over here to dry. Very nice, Thomas, aren't they?
Yeah.
We've done some more leaf pictures, haven't we? What are these pictures for? Liz? And Peggy, who's been in hospital for months and months, is finally coming home next week on Wednesday. If she can manage. So we can give Peggy one of the pictures, can't we? One of the leaf pictures. You're not talking to me now.
Nope. No, why not? Oops, we've got ones.
You dropped ones, you've dropped about 20, Tom. How many has Thomas dropped? Lots and lots and lots.
Two red ones, green.
Two red ones? A lot of red ones there, aren't there?
Red one sandwich.
A jam sandwich?
No, red pencil damage.
Oh, sorry, red pencil's damaged. Yes.
But totally.
Quite badly damaged. Broken in half. Oh, look, who's here now?
Peter,
that's a bit cheeky. Calling him Peter?
Yeah.
What should you call him?
Peter? Yeah.
I think you should call him Daddy, really, don't you?
Daddy. What's going on?
Well, better ask Daddy when he calls in, haven't you, what's going on?
I can't going on, Daddy?
What's going on, Daddy?
You see Max's pictures?
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah.
And show Daddy what's happened to your hand.
The blue one came off.
We didn't have any blue paint, so we've used an ink stamp that won't come off.
Yes, not so off.
Oh dear.
Whoops. I'm all right, Peter.
You've been very cheeky in calling you Peter instead of Daddy.
Yes. Remember Peter? Daddy Rod.
Daddy Rod?
Yes.
Oh, I see. You call Isabel's Daddy Daddy Rod, so you suddenly decided to call him Daddy Daddy Peter, have you?
See Daddy Rod there?
Yes, yeah, so that's a bit cheeky though, Thomas.
No, pussy cat.
No pussycat, no, Cameron and Isabel haven't got a pussycat.
No.
We've got a pussycat though, what's she called?
Called Purdy.
She's called Purdy?
Yeah! Not bite, yes bite.
No, she doesn't usually bite, but you tried to pick her up today, didn't you?
Yes. Harder. Harder. Harder.
She didn't bite, but I don't think she liked it very much, did she?
No.
Shall we have a little break now?
Daddy. Not one.
Is
that
a red one?
He's broken it in half.
Oh, dear.
Not tactic. Now. The news.
Is Daddy going to sit and watch the news now?
No.
What's he going to do? Is he going to read his newspaper?
Yeah. Wish Mum bought it.
The postman brought it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Daddy's been to the shop to buy it.
Oh, the big one. Let's go there. Going to bump.